Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience article entitled Cultivation Experiences of a Former Female Army Officer by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Northeast China. The English translation was published on Minghui website on April 2nd, 2022. The past 20 years have not been easy for me. I have experienced feelings of happiness, bitterness, pride, and regret. Nevertheless, I remain steadfast on the path of cultivation by doing the three things well: assisting master in Fa rectification, saving sentient beings, and fulfilling my historic mission. Part 1. Finding my purpose in life. I was born into a family that was neither wealthy nor happy. My father often hit my mother. My sisters and I lived in fear. When our parents divorced, I chose to live with my father. I was always fearful and depressed, because he was absorbed in a world of hatred. I was accepted into a prestigious university and got good grades, but I still felt insecure and lonely because of the bad experiences at home. I suffered from insomnia at a young age, and I learned that I was a hepatitis B carrier. Peer pressure at school made my life even more miserable. I felt lost in my life. My life seemed almost like a lifeless boat, drifting aimlessly in a storm. I did not know the purpose of life or why we live as humans. I'd read stories about a Buddhist's body showing no signs of decay for 1,000 years, Tibetan monks, reincarnation, and stories about animal possessions by foxes, weasels, ghosts, and snakes. These stories struck against my notions of atheism. My interest in these areas grew, and I started to practice Qigong exercises in parks. I was still deluded in ordinary society when a lay Buddhist told me that a Falun Dafa lecture class was being held at a university. I, along with 4 of my classmates, attended the lecture classes. The auditorium was packed with people during all 10 days of the classes. The attendance fee was only 50 yuan, approximately $8 for new students and half the price for veteran ones. I kept dozing off during the classes no matter how hard I tried to stay awake to listen to master's lectures. As soon as each class ended, I awakened. I continued like this for several days. Master walked through the auditorium during intermission one day, and though he was quite far away, I sensed a breeze of fragrant, cool air in the stuffy, humid environment. After attending Master's lectures for a couple of days, my insomnia disappeared. Before attending the classes, my body would turn stiff, and I would be unable to walk when I was aggravated. If I hadn't cultivated Falun Dafa, I would have suffered serious illnesses. My body trembled continuously for 30 minutes after learning how to practice the 5th meditation exercise. I later learned that this happened because Master cleansed my body. If I hadn't cultivated Falun Dafa, perhaps my body would have been messed up by the disorderly messages from earlier Qigong practices. I became an instructor at a military school after completing graduate school. I don't recollect what my health report stated when I was admitted to military school, but how could I have passed the medical examination if I was a hepatitis B carrier? Other than cultivating Falun Dafa, I hadn't sought out any medical treatments. I realized that I was no longer a hepatitis B carrier. I followed Master's teachings and did my best at work by not fighting over fame and profit. I became a role model and received several awards at work. I became more broad-minded and took fame and profit lightly. I considered others before taking any action and became calm in the face of conflicts or being reprimanded. I overcame my low self-esteem, loneliness, and sense of aimlessness. I found the true meaning of life. With principles to abide by, I was no longer drifting along in the declining society. My family members and many relatives started to practice DAFA. The sequel of my mother's encephalitis disappeared. My mother-in-law's heart disease, neurasthenia, and muscular dystrophy all disappeared after cultivating Falun Dafa. She also quit her smoking addiction of over 40 years. We followed the Fa principles in our daily lives and lived harmoniously. Part 2, Persisting and Overcoming Hardships and Tribulations. Jiang Zemin, the former head of the Chinese Communist Party, launched a nationwide persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners in 1999 out of his own jealousy. He turned a blind eye to the fact that Falun Dafa benefited society in many ways and did no harm at all. Jiang unleashed a vicious campaign using media propaganda and brutal persecution. Many practitioners, including myself, lived in constant fear and stress. Our family sought justice for Falun Dafa with our local government. I wore my military uniform among practitioners and wanted to validate Dafa. Instead of getting a peaceful interview, we were approached with violence and terror. Over 100 million practitioners were pressured to renounce their belief in Falun Dafa. Numerous practitioners were illegally detained, jailed, tortured, and even persecuted to death for persevering and speaking out for Falun Dafa. My family and I traveled to Beijing to validate Dafa. We were approached with more violence and persecution. My mother-in-law was detained in a detention center for almost a year. My husband was detained for 2 weeks. My daughter and I were escorted back by the military police and were detained for almost a month. More than 20 Falun Dafa practitioners at my workplace were dismissed. I felt troubled that I was not able to successfully validate Dafa when I was in Beijing. I went to Tiananmen Square by myself toward the end of 2000 and witnessed several Falun Dafa practitioners being beaten and dragged forcefully into police vehicles in broad daylight just because they said, "Falun Dafa is good." I was very touched. I held up a banner that read, "Restore innocence to Master and Falun Dafa," and walked toward a crowd of people. I saw police officers running toward me. I ran toward another crowd of people. Two fierce police officers snatched my banner, forced me into a police vehicle, and punched me in the face. I did not feel hurt, only a little numbness. I knew that Master had borne the pain for me. The police vehicle, which was packed with Falun Dafa practitioners, drove off to a suburban detention center. Each cell in the detention center was so full of practitioners that we had to sleep on our sides. A police officer who was in charge of interrogating me was relatively kind to me. She interrogated me and then left me alone in the office. On a nearby cabinet, I noticed Dafa books, which had been snatched from practitioners. I hid them under my coat and brought the books back to the cell to give to other practitioners so they could study the Fa. Practitioners went on hunger strikes to protest the illegal detention. The guards at the detention center force-fed us by forcing tubes through our noses. The tubes were often covered in blood when they were taken out. On the sixth day of our hunger strike, the police officers released us. My husband went to the Temple of Heaven in Beijing several days later and shouted out, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." He was detained for 15 days. during this period of time, police officers went to my workplace and attempted to arrest me. I fled with the help of my kind director and colleagues. Furiously, the police officers took my 3-year-old daughter from preschool as a hostage. With the help of my coworker, my daughter was returned to me. When my husband was released, we fled on the same night. We settled in a beautiful city in the south of China, where I found a job as a teacher. I was selected as a model teacher each year and received awards at provincial research and teaching 5 times. Many people admired our family because we were filial to our parents and lived harmoniously as husband and wife. We gradually got in contact with other practitioners and learned how to access the Mingwei.org website. We printed truth clarification materials and distributed them. My husband and I felt truly happy each time we distributed materials. 10 years later, my husband was arrested while distributing truth clarification materials, and I was dismissed from my job. Our family met another tribulation. My husband was also stripped of his right to visitations when he was imprisoned. I went to the prison, Provincial Bureau of Prison Management, and the Provincial 610 Office, the offices established by the Chinese Communist Party, responsible for persecuting Falun Dafa practitioners. I managed to get the monthly visitation. I helped a young female teacher start practicing Dafa after I clarified the truth to her at my school. She was detained in a police station after a student reported her for distributing Falun Dafa materials at school. After learning about this, I went to the police station and sent forth righteous thoughts. I believed what Master said about the power of righteous thoughts being able to split a mountain into 2 halves. A short while later, the interrogation officer stepped out to buy medication for her headache. The practitioner was then released 30 minutes later. We headed back to the police station several days later and took back her confiscated computer and printer. My mother was touched to tears. We experienced and witnessed the mighty power of sending forth righteous thoughts. Due to my attachment to doing things, having a competitive mentality, and looking down on others, I was kidnapped and sentenced. In the prison, I gradually forgot Dafa. I became attached to time and other practitioners' shortcomings. This led to my committing a huge mistake in cultivation. After I was released, I made a solemn statement on Mingwei.org using my real name and restarted cultivation. I often regretted the mistake. By studying the Fa, I enlightened that Master wants us to get up when we fall. I should not live with a regret. I need to be rational and do well in saving sentient beings. The future is arranged by Master. When both my husband and I were in prison, my daughter was accepted into a prestigious art school and awarded a scholarship of 15,000 yuan. Many of my friends and relatives admire Falun Dafa after seeing how young and energetic I looked after enduring these hardships. My sister also started to cultivate Falun Dafa after seeing how healthy I looked.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.